Yankees, let's get behind and cheer the Yankees.
Last night, the house that Ruth built roared to life for the last time. The Yankees are moving to a new home, leaving behind generations of memories.
A tremendous smash far over the left field fence for a home run by Joe DiMaggio.
From home runs to heavyweight knockouts, for more than 80 years, the ballpark was the stage for countless sporting masterpieces, as well as musical maestros and mass with the Pope. Along the way, the stadium managed to weave its way into popular culture.
It started baseball's famous streak that got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
The building's grandeur may not be due to the singular moments that occurred there, but to the characters on the field who called it home. Men like Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, and Lou Gehrig.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Last night, Arun Venugopal from member station WNYC reminisced with fans lucky enough to be at the final game.
With just a couple hours to go before the last game to be played ever at Yankee Stadium, the streets outside were bustling with fans. Most had tickets for the big game, but some stood forlorn, silently holding up a single finger for that one ticket that they hoped to acquire.
Damn good ballpark. There will never be nothing like this in this world, in the whole world, nothing.
Bernie Bermudez had $1,000 to spend on a ticket. And if he did get in, he was hoping to sneak out with a little bit of the stadium.
Maybe you'd be able to get something if you're lucky. If you're lucky. I don't know, try to get down to the field somehow and try to get a dirt or something like that. You know, anything that is memories of them. Even if it's a piece of grass, a piece of wood, a piece of bench, anything. You know what I mean? Memories are good memories, I say. You know what I mean?
There are plenty of opinions about what made Yankee Stadium work. Terry Trainer was selling baseball cards outside the stadium and had his own theory.
It's the vessel that holds all these memories within, and it symbolizes our connection to the land. The baseball field itself, because baseball comes from our agrarian past, does serve to tie us to our land.
Trainer and other fans suspect Yankee management was less interested in the game's history and more interested in commerce. Yankee owner George Steinbrenner and his sons are building their new $1.3 billion stadium across the street. Elisa Weil has been coming to the stadium since the days of Mickey Mantle.
People come from all over the world to see this stadium, and it's really a shame that we don't want to preserve that heritage. I'm sure the new one will be beautiful, but it won't be the old one.
There are also fans who are excited about the new stadium. Joe Mealy is a big, sturdy guy who's watched stars like Yogi Berra and Reggie Jackson, but he said the old stadium is crowded and not too comfortable. Still,
I get welled up every time I go through the stadium with the wall of champions there. It just brings back a lot of memories. You know, guys that long gone, but you remember when they played. You know, it's just a bright spot in your life, I think.
The Yankees left their fans with some more memories last night, defeating the Orioles 7-3. The team plays their next regular season home game against Cleveland. That game scheduled for April 16th, 2009, in the lavish new place across the street, also called Yankee Stadium. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal.